Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Acupuncture's My Life. Now, in today's episode, I want to change tracks for a second, and I want to get into discussing warning signs that you may have lung disease. And of course, this lung disease will include or does include asthma, COPD, lung cancer, and more. And if you've already been diagnosed with some type of lung disease, see an acupuncturist right away. It's important that you do so. It's very, very important. But there are many individuals walking around globally with some type of lung disease, and they have no clue, or they're totally unaware of it. And they wouldn't be unaware of it if they were seeing an acupuncturist for regular wellness visits, along with visiting a physician annually for annual checkups. They would definitely be aware of it, and the matter would be addressed immediately. But what are some of the symptoms you may have? Lung disease, one of them is shortness of breath. Understand something, there are various types of viruses, whether it be a cold or the flu or whatever, that can wreak havoc on your lungs. Not only that, there are mental and emotional disorders that can do the same thing, one being stress or grieving, because grief is an emotion that's tied to the lungs. And in some cases, the kidneys as well. And that lung-kidney relationship is super important. But that's for another episode. But you can experience, let's say, some type of virus and you'll be under a lot of stress. And it can make you more prone to like developing a bacterial infection on top of like, let's say, a flu or cold or whatever other virus you may have. And you see, compromised lung function can evolve if you're suffering from a particular virus. And even in some cases, even if you're not, compromised lung function can be transformed or present, or you can present with eventually bacterial pneumonia or even bronchitis. All right. So it's important that, like, if you develop some type of bacterial infection after getting over a viral infection, a physician may recommend or prescribe antibiotics. There are herbal formulas that an acupuncturist would recommend. But it's important you see an acupuncturist. Another is, you don't like going upstairs anymore, so you opt for the elevator now. Forget the stairs. So even though it's just a few flights, one, two, three, or four flights up, I don't like doing stairs anymore. Why? Because you feel when you're done, your breathing will feel labored, and you'll also notice that you have like this chronic cough, or even shortness of breath. That could be a sign of COPD. It can also be due to asthma or other causes as well. Okay. But in the Western hemisphere on this planet, in some cases, COPD is considered the third leading cause of death. Yep. Tens of millions of individuals have been diagnosed with COPD, And there are millions more who are walking around undiagnosed. And, you know, there are those, like, let's say you can take a short walk. And you'll experience shortness of breath while or after you've taken a short walk, really short walk, like, I don't know, 20 yards, 30 yards, quarter of a mile, however you want to classify it, but it's a short walk. And you'll experience shortness of breath while taking this short walk. And you'll, like, sort of relate it or tie it to age or aging. Let me explain something to you. Nope, I don't recommend you do that because that's not a normal toll of aging. That's not a normal sign of aging. Okay. But in discussing or sticking with COPD, you know, the main cause is if you're a heavy smoker or you're around secondhand smoke a lot or you're exposed to dust a lot often, or chemical fumes at your job. And I may do a separate episode discussing COPD and how an acupuncturist may treat it. But another sign you may have some type of lung disease is wheezing and coughing. You know, if you ever feel like you can't take a deep breath, you need to see an acupuncturist, and you may need to see a physician as well. Because there's various diseases that need to be ruled out, such as anemia or even COPD. But there's certain things that can be, if you did take the route of seeing a physician, that can be detected in a simple blood test. There are other ways an acupuncturist can determine, you know, whether you're suffering from lung qi deficiency, lung yin deficiency, lung yang deficiency, or a combination of the three. Or is a deficiency in your lungs as a result of some type of kidney deficiency? And you can experience, like, let's say, coughing and wheezing due to adult onset asthma. Whereas the symptoms of asthma tend to include wheezing, dry cough, shortness of breath, difficulty breathing, chest tightness, and you're constantly catching a cold and it takes forever for it to go away. This is why it's so important to see an acupuncturist on a regular basis, because health is wealth. It really is. Many individuals equate it to how much money they have or someone else has. No. No. It's not what the wealth is. The wealth is in you. You know, it's not in your bank account. It's not in a safe in your home or office. It's not in your pocket, wallet, or even your purse. And the wealth is not in a cryptocurrency account. It's not in an app on your phone. The wealth isn't under the mattress or in a shoebox in the closet or even under the doghouse in the backyard. The wealth is in you. And I'm sure that's why you listen to Acupuncture's My Life podcast. Now, another sign that you may be suffering from lung disease is, have you ever experienced, let's say, coughing up blood? Now, that is like a major sign or symptom of lung disease. Whereas I would strongly recommend you seek emergency care first before coming to an acupuncturist. It can definitely be a sign of lung cancer, among others. to something where you just simply pulled an abdominal muscle and, you know, you excessive coughing caused that to happen. But you definitely want to rule out lung cancer. And if you did pull an abdominal muscle, it doesn't heal properly, that can be a problem too. It can also be due to chronic bronchitis or even emphysema. But that is not a reason to ignore it. You don't want to ignore something like that. You really, really don't. You notice you're coughing up blood. Yeah, you want to get to emergency care. Another sign you may have some type of lung disease is your voice changing. And that'll surprise many, because there's many individuals globally I've had virtual sessions with, my colleagues have discussed, and I even know personally where they noticed their voice changed. And I'd recommend them to one of the acupuncturists in my life, acupuncturists in our network, Global Acupuncturists, and sent it to them, and much thanks given. But if you notice, you ever notice someone is saying to you, your voice sounds different? You know, it could be, if you're going through a cold, yeah, or you're hoarse because you went to the soccer game or some type of game, basketball game, and you were yelling the night before, okay. But if it persists for more than a couple of weeks, this can be among the more serious symptoms of lung disease. Okay, so you want to be aware of that as well. Another sign, believe it or not, is like random shoulder pain. Now, more times than not, that can be signs of inflammation or strained muscle, qi and blood stasis, which is qi stagnation, phlegm damp accumulation. These are some of the diagnoses that can be rendered by an acupuncturist relative to random shoulder pain. But if it lasts for weeks and it doesn't show signs of letting up, get to an acupuncturist right away. Because you really want to rule out lung cancer. Because many individuals are aware that there's various types of tumors, lung tumors, that can cause shoulder pain. And a lot of times on the same side of the body as the lung that's been affected. So shoulder pain can be among the earlier symptoms of lung disease. Okay, another is like, you ever notice your fingernails turning blue? Because it's a sign that, you know, your body tissue's not getting enough oxygen. So you want to look out for cyanosis in the lips, and the beds of your fingernails, skin, which will make them turn blue or grayish or even dark purple. And it'll start off subtle, but as your lung disease progresses, it'll get worse. It'll become more apparent. Another is a sign of weight loss. Are you noticing you're losing weight? Like, upwards of 70% of people with COPD tends to experience unexpected weight loss. Okay, so you want to also keep that in mind. You really, really do. Another is, let's say, do you like have this persistent cough that tends to keep you up at night? Acupuncture is my life. Acupuncture is my life. You want to be, you want to make sure, you want to rule out asthma. But it can be due to acid reflux, some type of viral infection, allergies, post nasal drip. Also, do you feel exhausted a lot? Because you didn't get a good night's sleep. A good night's sleep tends to rejuvenate a person. Okay. Keep that in mind. Because when it comes to lung cancer, fatigue can be as a result of, as what an acupuncturist would say, due to lung qi deficiency. Or in biomedicine, decreased lung function. And it'll take a toll on your body. It can. And even in some cases, you can have no symptoms at all. But if you were seeing a physician annually for regular checkups, and throughout the year making regular visits with an wellness visits with an acupuncturist, boom, it'd be picked up right away. But in others, like, do you ever notice swelling of your leg or pain or tenderness in just one leg? You ever notice that? And that could be a sign of, let's say, deep vein thrombosis. Okay. And how it's tied to lung cancer. And this blood clot can break off and it can get into your lungs. And you can experience pulmonary embolism. Because it can block blood flow and cause serious damage. Serious damage. Okay. So, you know, I may, you know, have several discussions on lung disease, lung cancer, and certain things that you may be ignoring that can, that's in your own home, that can actually damage your lungs. Yeah. You know, but the next few days I'll discuss that. I haven't been discussing issues with lungs in quite some time, but it's important you're aware. That is what is key. Because just something as simple as lung qi deficiency can spiral into lung yin deficiency and lung yang deficiency, and then boom, there's some serious problems. You don't want that to happen. That's why it's important to see an acupuncturist for regular wellness visits, okay? So keep that in mind, guys, and make acupuncture a part of your life. Because acupuncture is my life. What's yours?